Hi, my name is Zakai Renee, and welcome to my video podcast, The Common Traits of Successful and Unsuccessful People, or How to Become Financially Free by Following People Who Are Financially Free and Happy, and Not Following People Who Are Struggling Financially in Life and Who Are Unhappy, which would seem to be logical, but yet people do the opposite of that success key every single day of their lives. So I hope you enjoy this video podcast. Hi, my name is Zakaran, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. In all of the goodies that I provide, I help empower you to be able to create, manifest an amazing, joyful, abundant, and prosperous, and adventurous life for yourself, and create whatever you want to have, be, and do, and have in your life. If you like this video podcast, please like it, share it with your friends. If you'd like to receive my free book and video series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, to help you create more fun, money, and freedom in your life, go to freekeysofsuccess.info. All right, so here we go with my video podcast, Common Traits of Unsuccessful People, and finally, Successful People. Bum, 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 bum. And the majority of people, or what is often affectionately referred to as the 98 percenters, are classified as unsuccessful. They are classified in this manner because they have no financial freedom, and they have no time freedom, and they have been trained to do as they are told, to go to school, get a quote-unquote secure job, and stay at that quote-unquote secure job until retirement age. The 98%ers get 1 to 2 vacations per year, have little or no financial security, no job security, and no freedom to do what they want when they want. 98%ers typically live their lives avoiding pain rather than pursuing pleasure. In other words, they live their lives in fear. They always take the path of least pain and discomfort rather than taking the pathway of most fun, most joy, most adventure, most abundance, etc. But living a life based on avoiding pain only brings more pain, because we live in an inclusion-based universe. And if you are focused upon negativity and fear, even if it is avoiding it, you will get more of it. So the majority of people live lives of struggle, especially financial struggle, because whatever issue that you are most negatively concerned about, you will get the equivalent amount more of that issue. That is the basic law of this universe, the law of attraction, and how the law of attraction works. Alternatively, the minority of people, which is roughly only about 2% of the entire population, I will personally classify as quote-unquote successful, because they have financial freedom, and if they are smart and have structured their life and business well, they will have time freedom as well. These 2%ers have been trained to think outside of the box and to think like entrepreneurs rather than as employees. These people are the mavericks. They're the business people, the ones who go against the grain. They do not typically work for other people, but instead have their own businesses. The 2%ers typically live their lives pursuing pleasure rather than avoiding pain. They have typically taken the path of least resistance, or the path less traveled. They've probably taken the path of a lot of resistance to achieve their dreams, but they have certainly taken the path less travel. They are typically in business for themselves and have worked extremely hard for 10 to 15, maybe even 20 years to achieve what most people would find extremely inconvenient and especially uncomfortable. They typically have done what most people are afraid to do and are not willing to do. They have typically sacrificed a great deal of conveniences in life for a relatively short period of time in order to achieve what most people are afraid to even dream of. They have typically done what most people are not willing to do to have what most people will never have. Quote, successful people have, they live lives of great passion, diligence, commitment, and focus in order to achieve their dreams. Dreams that most people laughed at when they first expressed their desire to achieve those dreams. Successful people pursue their dreams relentlessly and only listen to similarly minded, success-oriented people for advice. Whereas unsuccessful people typically listen to similarly minded, unsuccessful people who are struggling financially for advice. There is a saying that you will have the same income as your five best friends. And I believe that to be quite accurate because you get more of whatever you are focused upon. Whoever you are taking advice from, that is the lifestyle you are adopting. And you can't pay your bills with the opinions of other people. Unsuccessful people never take risks, or very rarely take anything remotely resembling a risk. They wish and pray and beg for success and freedom, but do nothing to achieve it, except maybe spend the occasional $5 or $10 on the chance of winning the lottery. The 98%ers are the people who typically play the lottery, who futilely hope for their fairy godmother to save them from their misery. Whereas the 2%ers, they know that they are their own fairy godmother. They are their own genie. And they utilize the proven principles of success and the immense leverage of the law of attraction to their advantage to create their dreams into physical reality. Successful people are, first and foremost, teachable and always on a never-ending quest of education and improvement, whereas unsuccessful people are relatively unteachable, and they think they know absolutely everything, when the truth is all they really know is just prejudice, beliefs, and programs that they have been taught and are not educating and bettering themselves on a day-to-day basis, typically. Whereas they went to school, and you know that basically is enough for them. Whereas successful people are always taking courses, attending seminars, listening to success and business-oriented training, and reading success and business-oriented books, regardless of how much education they got previous to becoming entrepreneurs. While unsuccessful people read the newspaper and watch the news and listen to gossip and basically let society program them. Unsuccessful people are often suspicious, fearful, and skeptical. And the fact of the matter is no one ever got rich being skeptical. Successful people are typically quite loving, very educated, open, generous, and above all, teachable and coachable. That's the absolute number one key of success, being teachable and coachable. Unsuccessful people resist opportunities and judge them for fear that they will lose their money, fail, and be ridiculed by their quote-unquote friends. Their greatest fear is typically rejection and the loss of social esteem from their quote-unquote friends, lovers, and family that supposedly love them. Unsuccessful people are typically devastated by problems and challenges in life and never surpass these challenges to become better people. When they get knocked down and they don't get up and they crawl away in shame and don't admit their quote-unquote failure, whereas successful people embrace new opportunities for what can be gained, not from what can be lost. They embrace problems, quote-unquote problems, and reframe these problems as challenges, as opportunities, something to grow and learn from, not to take them down, not something that's bigger than them, not something that's going to make them fail, and etc., etc. Successful people do not see temporary loss as failure, but rather they see challenges, experiences, even losses as another learning lesson on their journey of success. Successful people avoid prejudicial people and conversations that are prejudice-oriented and care little about social esteem, especially from unsuccessful, ignorant people. Successful people surpass their fears of rejection, knowing that beyond the gauntlet of rejection and the temporary loss of social esteem is freedom. The majority of people who live their lives avoiding pain choose the avoidance of pain and security, the security of social esteem, from their tribe's approval over the pursuit of their own dreams and desires, whereas the 2%ers choose their dreams and desires and their pleasure over the avoidance of pain, over the illusion of security from receiving social esteem from the approval of ignorant people. Above all things, successful, happy, wealthy people choose freedom over all other considerations. They choose feeling good about themselves over the approval of family, friends, lovers, partners, etc. To the 2%ers, the most important thing above all is their own joy and freedom, and subsequently leading by example to inspire their own family, friends, and even humanity to embrace their joy, freedom, and creative power, which is what I do. So, my friend, what is your choice? To remain a 98%er at the risk of living a life of regret because you have chosen the approval of other people over your own dreams and desires? Or are you willing to let go of the temporary loss of social esteem and embrace your power to create whatever you want in your life? If your choice is joy and freedom, then let's help you achieve that. Contact me now at ilovefreedom.info. That's ilovefreedom.info. Let's show you a quick 2-minute video about how you can finally be free from your financial struggle. Let's show you how to become free from debt. Let's show you how to create a life of immense wealth, joy, fun, excitement, adventure, love, and freedom. So contact me at ilovefreedom.info. Let's work. Let's play together. Let's show you how to create an absolutely amazing, joyful, abundant, healthy, wealthy, and happy life. Thank you for watching this video, listening to this podcast. And if you got from it, please share it with your friends. Help them out by leading by example and introducing them to empowering teachings like this. And please check out my self-empowering articles, books, videos. Most of it is all free of charge. And the other support and guidance that is available to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality on my website at zakhyron.com. If you'd like to receive my free book and video series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, to help you create more fun, money, and freedom in your life, go to freekeysofsuccess.info. My name is Zakhyron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thank you again for watching this video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance and fun and adventure. on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!